April 15, 1920 Cause of the pains of Jesus, the love of souls. I was lamenting to my sweet Jesus about my sorrowful state, telling him, "Tell me, my love, where are you? Which way did you take in going away, so that I can follow you? Show me your footprints so that, step by step, I will be able to find you with certainty. Ah! Jesus, I can no longer go on without you. But although you are far away, I send you my kisses. I kiss that hand which no longer hugs me. I kiss that mouth which no longer speaks to me. I kiss that face which I no longer see. I kiss those feet which no longer walk toward me, but turn their steps somewhere else. Ah, Jesus, how sad is my state! What cruel end was awaiting me?" While I was saying this and much more nonsense, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, calm yourself. For one who lives in my will, all points are sure ways to find me. My will fills everything. Whatever road one may take, there is no fear that she may not be able to find me. Ah, my daughter, I feel your sorrowful state in my heart. I feel the current of sorrow which passed between me and my mama being repeated again. She was crucified because of my pains. I was crucified because of hers. But what was the cause of all this? Love for souls. For love of them, my dear mama bore all my pains, and even my death. And for love of souls I bore all her pains, to the extent of depriving her of me. Oh, how much it cost my love and her maternal love to deprive my inseparable mama of me. But love for souls triumphed over all. Now, it was for love of souls that you submitted to your state of victim. For love of them you accepted all the pains that occurred in your life. Because of souls, and of the sad times which are coming, my divine justice prevents me from being with you in a familiar way, in order to permit more favorable times to come, rather than warlike, and keep you on earth. It is because of souls. If it wasn't for the love of souls, your exile would be finished, and you would not have the pain of seeing yourself deprived of me. Nor would I have the pain of seeing you so tortured because of my privation. Therefore, patience, and let the love of souls triumph in you as well, to the end.